Are we having an identity crisis? A well-known politician recently used the identity question to try to trip up his opponent. As crazy as it may sound, this is a simple yet effective tactic. However, it's as old as when the devil tried to tempt Jesus in the wilderness. If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down from here. Luke 4:9. Aren't we all facing some version of this in today's world? Employers, professors, and people in general often try to trip us up, asking us to prove ourselves or to validate our worth through their approval or likes. Do we know who we are? As a people, a community, a family, or as individuals? We often get confused about our identity. I remember during my PhD, I carried this bag that said, "I am a scientist," every day. I wasn't verbally declaring it, but seeing it daily ingrained the idea in my mind. Although other things played a role, I unconsciously tied my identity to being a scientist. So much so that when I felt called to be a writer, it caused chaos in my life. I didn't know what to do. Should I write about science, medical topics, or something entirely different? All the while, I was advising people on various other topics. Are we limited in our thinking that when we say science, we only think of test tubes and chemicals? You see, I dreamt of becoming a scientist when I was a child. Did you know there's a whole branch of science that deals with the mind and behavior? Many scientists trained in the life sciences work in other areas and as consultants in this very area. The belief that if you didn't study or aren't certified in an area, you can't practice or work in that field is called limited thinking or mindset. We are not limited to the worldly system that restricts our identity to what we do. When we incorporate our strengths, natural abilities, passions, skills, personality, and experiences, we can achieve far more than relying solely on a learned skill. Mix into all that our spiritual gifts that we get when we become believers, and the possibilities are endless. This means many of us are operating well below our potential. Who do people say we are? Over the past 5 years, I've been asked if I was a psychologist, if I studied theology, and I've been told that I speak like a life coach. Most recently, I received requests from companies to work as a physicist and a lawyer. Then just yesterday, a friend visiting from Jamaica said to me, "My mom told me you're a motivational speaker and writer." And there it is, the dream to impact others came back through people in our lives. Yet, since I earned my PhD in biochemistry, not one person has asked me about biochemistry. Microbiology, yes, but not biochemistry. When God closes a door, it remains shut. And when we are who we are, regardless of what we study. Everything I've done in the last 5 years was birthed through writing. When I couldn't find a job, I felt lost. Even though I shared this with others, they didn't believe me. Do you want a job? Some people judgingly asked. I did the one thing I always did when I felt lost and alone. I prayed and wrote down my thoughts, trying to make sense of them. I did this throughout my teenage years, then stopped when my life was seemingly going well. It was my writing that began to open doors. I was asked to become a deacon in my church. As I grew in my strengths, writing and storytelling, I was asked to help train AI models as a scientific consultant. Interestingly, the model I worked on was the intelligent, goal-oriented one. But whether people tell us or life shows us who we are, do we know for ourselves? Do we believe who God says we are, which is not limited to a degree or a certificate? Why do we fight ourselves against ourselves? The definition of ourselves in this context can refer to one person, but since no man is an island, it also includes the people we are connected to. A married couple, a family with kids, a community, a nation? We think we know more or better than God or the people He placed in our lives. Not everyone hears God audibly, though He speaks. But He will speak in a way that we will understand if we're willing to listen. Do you want to hear Him? Draw near to God and He will draw near to you. James 4:8. Read His word. Become the person who values godly characteristics. Yet, if we do not know His word, how will we know what those characteristics are? We want control. We want what we want, when we want, and how we want it. Life doesn't work this way. If we are children of God and we do get what we want exactly how we wanted it, it was the will of God, or He allowed it, because He will get the glory eventually, and not so much because of our doing. I find that God will give us what we want without struggle if we allow Him to do the work. And often, I may not like the process leading up to it, but I do like the outcome. This also requires us to wait, often longer than anticipated. We are selfish. The heart is deceitful. Who can know it? Why do we want our dream? Sometimes we deceive ourselves, thinking we're doing things for the good of others, but only so it will benefit us. Sometimes we do things to look better or smarter because we compare ourselves to others. Sometimes we harbor bitterness, jealousy, envy, pride, even hate. That will kill our dreams because our intentions are wrong. We have got to examine our hearts. We don't like change. With change comes uncertainty, which causes us to lose control. We want to preserve ourselves, so we do what we think we should do, rather than asking the one who knows. Those who try to gain their own lives will lose it, but those who lose their life for my sake will gain it. Matthew 16:25. How God sees us is our true identity. People will question whether we can do the job. They will try to find faults. We may even have our own doubts. But through all this, believe that God has our best interests at heart. We have got to trust Him and lean not on our own understanding. So when the enemy tries to use our achievement, the color of our skin, where we were born, anything outside of us to trip us up, know who you are in Christ Jesus. It's not about me or you. It is all for the glory of God. We are who He wants us to be at the time He wants us to be. If we allow Him, we will get our dreams and God will get the glory. So let go and let God shape us into who we were meant to be, our true identity. Love, Sanchia.